the expert that's brave enough to say the word deciduous. Talking Trees with John Eisenhower. Rosie on the house.
Yeah, but a lot of citrus just gets so heavy. With John Eisenhower and Sarah Maitland, the director of plant health care at Integrity Tree Service. We're joined with Tom from Marana on the line now. We're on 888-767-4348. Tom, talk to us about your orange.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. But my orange tree is basically a giant bush growing every which way, but it just grows so many oranges, well into the hundreds. And I'm afraid I'm going to screw up the next crop by pruning it poorly or something. So I'm just wondering where to go.
Well, let me ask you this first, Tom. Have you ever successfully eaten every orange your tree has produced?
My whole neighborhood has.
It takes a neighborhood to get it
well,
done.
Well, that's really great. I have a very prolific tangerine tree, and to avoid the risk of losing the fruit this year due to the frost we had a couple weeks ago, I chickened out and I pulled every tangerine off the tree because in the past I've lost them by letting them freeze. So I've got 400 tangerines. I gave away 200.
398. I got two of them right here.
I gave 200 away the last week. I brought a bunch into the studio this morning. I've got another couple hundred to distribute. But yeah, that's great. Your whole neighborhood can benefit, which is beautiful because sometimes our fruit trees produce way, way more than we could ever eat, especially those of you who have lemon trees know that story. I mean, how many lemons can one family eat? And when you've got a tree producing 300 or 400 pieces of fruit, it can be a chore just to clean them up and get them into someone's hands. But yes, ruining the next year's harvest. Well, you want to just be certain that you do your trimming on the tree before the tree is budding. And the best time is really right after the last average last day of frost. And for Marana, that's probably going to be somewhere around the 15th of March. So sometime between March 15th and April 15th, you've got a window of opportunity to do kind of some significant reduction pruning on any of our citrus trees. That way, you're pruning after the risk of frost, but before the trees set bloom for next year's harvest. So sometime in that window, Tom, if you need to do some containment pruning, don't worry about necessarily losing the bloom because the tree will find new places to put on bloom. Just don't be real radical. True of all your pruning with all citrus pruning. Be careful you don't cut back and lose the entire foliage canopy on the tree. Just be a little selective, remove, one of every three branches. If you have a heavy cluster of branches, leave enough protection and foliage there to keep the tree protected from sun. That's a public enemy number one with citrus is sun. They're very, very vulnerable to sunburn. The bark is only about a 16th of an inch thick, and it can burn real easily.
And you had said it's growing every which way like a bush, which technically citrus is more of a
it's a large shrub,
not a tree.
We just trim
them to look like trees.
Yeah, and it's really nice to leave the branches to grow, all the way to the ground if you can.
And really, John, you find the best fruit down on the bottom of the tree where those branches are really low and full.
Yeah. Keep those in intact if you can. They start to weigh down, like mine did. The branches are so heavy with fruit that they actually start hitting the ground. You can probably pick those off and trim those branches out so they're not actually on the ground.
I didn't know that about the best fruit being at the bottom.
Oh yeah, it's really good. That's where the tree really likes to produce its fruit, and it also protects that trunk from the sunburn if you keep branches low and full, but you do want to get them up off the ground.
Let's go to jump up from Tom and Marana to Marana and Phoenix, who wants to talk about her jujube tree. Welcome, Marana.
Hi, it's Myrna, but that's okay. We are Greg Peterson's fans, so we have some interesting trees in our orchard, and one of them is a jujube. It's a Korean date, they call it. And we were so thrilled. It had so much foliage, and it was going great guns. And then we had that mini hurricane, that 30-minute hurricane monsoon storm this summer. and it about blew it over.
Wow.
But it hung in there, and it grew the rest of the summer, and we had quite a bit of fruit on it this fall. It's now dropped as a leaf, so we can really see what's going on, just like he was saying. So it's listing heavily to the west, and we're trying to figure out, do we trim it to make it foliage heavy on the east side to counterbalance it? Because we also have a Pakistan mulberry that was same story, and I righted it and tamped the roots back in, and then I heard a snap, and it dropped its leaves, and I snapped one of the roots on that. So I'm afraid to do that to these jujube trees.
Yeah, well, I would suggest, you know, soaking the root ball as deep as you can, you know, at least a foot or 18 inches deep. It's a relatively new tree, only a couple of years old. Is that right?
17.
How old?
January of 2017.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so just a couple years. I would just soak that root ball down to about 18 inches of depth, and then you can get a couple of tools in and around the original root ball and just try to reset it. We've actually kind of massaged a tree and kind of, just like you did, you know, pulled it up. And you don't want to snap those roots. But if you can loosen the soil around those roots and you can kind of massage it with, we'll even get like a pry bar and work it in around the roots just to get the water down inside there. And then you can sometimes tip those trees back up and get them a little more upright. And if you can't do that, you might want to consider doing a little bit of pruning to give a little bit better shape to it, sure.
We've got additional talking points for our January to-dos, but we also have Charlie in Prescott, Jane in Phoenix, Bob and Chandler in an open line at 1-888-767-4348.